This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
As you were saying, what's the first thing that comes to mind when we think about Eid? The first thing that came to my mind was the money.
Yeah, the first thing that used to come to my mind. It still comes to my mind for my kids, but you know, yes.
It's the other way around.
Yeah, now. Money and gifts, yeah, alhamdulillah. And you know what? Allah gives us gifts on that day. When Allah says, I am pleased from you and I shall forgive you. You can't ask for a better gift than that.
What are the etiquettes of Eid that we should be keeping in the back of our minds during those few days?
Specifically for Eid al-Fitr, which is the first of Shawwal, the very first day after the end of the month of Ramadan, the sunnah is that you eat before you go to the prayers. Why? Because it's a day of joy. So much so that the Prophet Muhammad forbid people to fast on that day. Not that fasting is not a celebration. We are celebrating when we're fasting. I'm celebrating. But this is a different type of celebration. Everything has its moments, you know? So that day is a day that you're not allowed to fast. And if you do, you're committing a sin and your fast is not being accepted. The only first day of Shawwal and the 4 days in Eid al-Adha and Ayyam al-Tashriq, the days of Tashriq. So it's sunnah that you eat something or you drink something, at least before you go, even if it's a sip of water or a date, at least you walked out, alhamdulillah, preparing yourself. The other sunnah the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged is that you have a shower, wear nice clothes, okay? Nice clothes which befitting in society and within the modesty of Islam and the guidelines of Islam. Put perfume on because in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that when you enter any gathering, you need to smell well. So when you pray, you don't want to be distracted by a bad smell of someone next to you. You know, it's a day of celebration. And in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to take one path to the Eid prayer and take a different route. But along the way, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. The takbir is like to, it's the sign and indication, it signifies the moment of joy and happiness. Allahu Akbar, I'm happy. Allahu Akbar, I'm happy. Allahu Akbar, I'm so happy. La ilaha illallah, there's no God except Allah. I'm happy because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my Lord and I worship Allah azza wa jal. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. I am happy, so happy, so happy. And all thanks and praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yes, all thanks and praise to Allah azza wa jal for this beautiful day, the day of Eid, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed us to experience. So for Eid al-Fitr, for example, the biggest joy is that you fasted the month of Ramadan. And it's like you are graduating. You know, when you graduate, it's that celebration that you are graduating. So the day of Eid is like a day of graduation. Graduation from what? From the course of Ramadan, from the course of fasting. You just finished a course in the month of Ramadan. You just graduated right now. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding you for your hard work, for your fasting, for your prayers. And that's why, alhamdulillah, we go on that day to go and celebrate. And to attend Salat al-Eid. Now, a lot of people ask the question, is Salat al-Eid sunnah or fard? It's definitely sunnah mu'akkada. It's a confirmed sunnah that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never miss.
Eid is a time for mass social interactions.
Absolutely.
And sometimes we get scared of that because you're going to see family members that you haven't seen since last Eid. You're going to see friends that you're like, you know him but you don't know him and it's just awkward. How do we go into the right mindset with interacting with these people?
I'm pleased that you mentioned that. Unfortunately, we live in a day and age where socializing is no longer becoming the norm. You know, people not socializing is becoming the norm. And it becomes awkward when you socialize, which is wrong. You know, it's wrong in my perception. And it's not haram. You're not committing sin or breaking the law. But, you know, human beings' character is about socializing. That's why insan in Arabic comes from the word uns, which means they socialize and feel comfortable with other people. Adam alayhi salam was in the paradise on his own. He had everything and his happiness wasn't even complete until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connected him to his partner, to his wife, Hawa alayhi salam. So socializing is the norm of mankind. But as I mentioned, we live in a day and age where people are becoming less social. And as a Muslim, alhamdulillah, Islam teaches you to be social. So much so, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized on, you will never enter the Jannah until you love one another. I don't know, guide you to a way that you love one another, give salam to each other. Then he says, the best of believers who? Those that give salam to those that they know and those that they know. It's not wallahi salam that you only give to those that you know. To those that you know and those that you don't know. And socializing is part of the character, the unique character of a believer, because Islam emphasizes a lot on that one. So we need to come a bit out of our shell Okay, maybe not to discomfort ourselves or put ourselves in any form of inconvenience to the extent, but you know, a smile, assalamu alaikum, how are you? Like, no, this is the character of a Muslim. This is the time that the character of fasting comes out. You know, 30 days of fasting, we've been taught to be respectful, calm, not to swear, not to use the wrong language, not to use the wrong phrases. And alhamdulillah, this is the time for you to start, you know, putting your training course into practice. The skills that you learned in the month of Ramadan into practice. Alhamdulillah, it will be good to say Allah's and that. Alhamdulillah, a smile, you get rewards for it. Remember, salamu alaikum, you get rewards for it. You know, interacting with someone, inshallah, you get rewards. And you know, I understand the concept of socializing has changed. Like in the past, I remember when we used to visit people, we used to go for hours. Like we used to go for 4 or 5 hours at someone's house. Now your aunt parents are together for 1 hour, your mum tells you, please, I think you've taken too long. So the concept of socializing, you know, had changed. Before it used to be long duration where people used to go for hours and hours and hours. Islam doesn't have any limit. You could go for an hour, you could go for 10 minutes, you could go for 10 hours, as long as the hearts are connected.
Yeah. Until you're kicked out.
Maybe.